Why can't we just get along? Why can't we be equal? Why do we have to fight each other to get our points across? We are all humans made from the same God. We shouldn't have to be angry with each other because we were surrounded with problems. Today I will be talking about race equality in my podcast. However, I will be getting people's thoughts on how they feel about why can't we just get along. Finally, I will be talking about how to change the world and make it a better place for the next generation. But, you know, let's get more further details in why can't we just get along. As a person, we have to be willing and wanting to change for the better. We can't just stick in the past. We have to motivate ourselves to move and create a future for the next generations. I understand the generation before us didn't really set a great example, but they tried to get us to point A to point B. I understand that some people didn't necessarily think it was a mistake, but it was basically a skip over our generation, because we have to come together to show younger generation that we can all get along. But I guess that generation before us didn't really show us that. So now it's up to us to prove that we shouldn't have to be segregated from each other. We are willing to come together and make a change for the world. Others will say they don't see the problem with the world and it's perfectly fine. I think everyone has their equal rights. I have to disagree with the people that view the world in that way, because there's more to come. Like, you have to see, like, there's a gap pay in the women's and the men's pay. Like, there are soccer girls that are play, and they have won, like, so many Super Bowl challenges, and they still don't get paid enough. But when it come down to the men, they win. They don't really win that much, but they still get paid like they won, you know? But I feel like it should be, like, better, and they should change, you know? So do you believe the world really changed, and do you believe that the world can change and be a better place for someone, or do you think it can be stuck at that same place, you know, just stuck right there? I don't, because if you grow up with that type of, like, inspiration, then yeah, I will understand. But you have to be willing and wanting to change for the better, to make a better for the next generation after you. You cannot just think, like, we should be segregated for the rest of our lives. I don't think that would be okay. Most people wouldn't understand that. We have the chance to change. We have to change. I don't believe we have to, but you have to be willing and want to. You don't want to be stuck in the same area with the same thing. Like, you know? Don't be scared to stand out. Show your friends and families and faculties to let them know that you can change. You don't have to, or you don't need to. You don't need anyone to help you change. You can change on your own. We can always start with ourselves, or we can also start with our younger siblings or something. You know, we can't just change because people asking us to change. You have to be willing and wanting to change, you know? I feel like everybody has something that they holding a grudge to. But, like, sometimes you don't have to hold a grudge to someone that you don't even know. Get to know someone and then see if you can dislike them. But if they don't see eye to eye with you, try to get them to see that eye on your side and try to see their vision, you know? Don't just be stuck in the past, because the past is never going to... It's going to always fade. It's not going to forever be there. You have to worry about the future and be ready to move on. You can't just be, I'm just going to stay this way because I grew up this way. You have to be willing and wanting to change. You cannot just be stuck there. And I feel like everybody has a chance to change, but you have to be willing and wanted to. And I feel like if you let someone know that this is not the right way that you want it, then you can change. Like, help them see your eye and help them, let them know that it's okay to feel this way, but you have to understand that you cannot always feel this way. You cannot. You have to be wanting to see the difference. You have to make sure your generation or your children or your family can be able to, like, walk away but like, yeah, I used to be this way, but my next generation showed me that I can change. I can really change. And I want to close out by saying, like, the change always start with you. I understand that it's obstacles and big challenges, but you have to be willing to change yourself before you change anyone. Once you change yourself, try to get the next generation or set an example for the next generation. And I really want to thank everyone for listening to my podcast. And this is LaQuisha signing out.